As we come before the Lord with our own prayers in our hearts, I ask you to hold dearly those who are close to you as we pray. Dear Lord, on this most sacred of nights, when we prepare our hearts to welcome a newborn king into our world, we recognize that just as that day over 2,000 years ago, all is not right in our world. Lord, we would ask for the seemingly impossible, that peace be a reality in our time. We're thinking tonight about the men and women in fields of war, men and women under all flags firing in both directions. We ask you, Lord, to be with them as they are far from home. We pray for our enemies, Lord, that we might work to find that they are truly our friends. We pray for our leaders in the church that they might truly lead us as we try to continue to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We ask your blessings upon our households, Lord, that we might have a joyous and meaningful Christmas, recognizing the true meaning is so much more than the gifts we exchange and the foods we eat and the football games we watch. Lord, be with us tonight and allow us to keep that feeling in our hearts. And as a sign of our commitment to following you, hear our voices as we raise them together in the prayer that our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.